Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, September 15th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Governor Mark Dayton is set to run more than $1 million in ads, and a comedian targets Congressman John Klein. DFL Governor Mark Dayton is scheduled to spend nearly $1.3 million on TV ads in the Twin Cities market. A public record search of Twin Cities TV stations shows Dayton has reserved airtime to run the ads from September 23rd through Election Day. Dayton is seeking a second term. He says his ads will focus on his first term accomplishments.
We're going to run positive ads and try to remind people what we've accomplished all day kindergarten, early childhood, straightening out the budget to the fiscal mess that we inherited. So our ads are going to be, at least at this point, the only ones we've filmed and produced are all positive.
Dayton's Republican opponent is Hennepin County Commissioner Jeff Johnson. Johnson says his campaign is in the process of making some TV ads, and he hopes to start running the ads by the end of the month. Outside groups on both sides of the race are also running ads. Governor Dayton holds a strong lead over Jeff Johnson in his bid for a second term, but plenty of voters haven't made up their minds yet, according to a statewide poll published yesterday. The poll for the Minneapolis Star Tribune has Dayton at 45% and Johnson at 33%, with a sampling error margin of plus or minus 3.5 points. 20% of those surveyed hadn't yet made up their minds, the newspaper reported. And the same poll shows Senator Al Franken with a lead over his Republican opponent, Mike McFadden. A national comedian announced this weekend that he's going to work to defeat Minnesota Republican Congressman John Klein. Tom Scheck reports.
Bill Maher made the announcement on his HBO program on Friday night after running the so-called Flip a District contest. He said his viewers picked Klein over 16 other Republicans because Klein backs for-profit colleges that result in high student debt.
The living embodiment of legislation for hire, the men's warehouse of empty suits, from Minnesota's 2nd District, come on down, Congressman John Klein!
It isn't certain what Maher, a Democrat, will do to unseat Klein, but he spent $1 million to re-elect Barack Obama in 2012. Klein's DFL opponent, Mike Obermueller, says the news confirms voters are tired of Klein. Klein's spokesman dismissed Maher, saying he saluted terrorists, called the troops cowardly, and degraded Christians. This year's contest is a rematch. Klein defeated Obermueller by 8 percentage points in 2012. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News.
16 health care centers in Minnesota are getting Affordable Care Act funding to expand services as part of a $300 million nationwide program. Annie Baxter reports.
About $4 million in grants will be spread around the state. People Center Health Services in Minneapolis is one of the recipients. The clinic is getting $217,000 to add four new full-time staff, including a nurse midwife. It will also expand its clinical services by 14 hours per week. Sarah Noor is the center's chief executive. She says the Affordable Care Act has brought more patients with insurance into the clinic.
We're seeing our self-pay and people who need free care reduced by 15% already this year.
People Center Health Services provides preventative care to mostly low-income young women. Noor says the federal funding will help the center reach 1,000 new patients. Annie Baxter, Minnesota Public Radio News.
More than 140 soldiers from the Minnesota National Guard's 114th Transportation Company, based in Chisholm and Duluth, are returning home tomorrow after a nine-month deployment in Afghanistan. Dan Crocker has that.
The company moved equipment over 85,000 miles in eastern Afghanistan. Company Commander Army Captain Ryan Kester says it was an exciting mission.
Closed down five forward operating bases and traveled through all the dangerous roads in Regional Command East Afghanistan. Definitely played a huge role in the downsizing of Afghanistan.
It was the company's second deployment to Afghanistan in the last 5 years. They helped supply soldiers during a troop surge in 2009 and 2010. One soldier was killed during that deployment, 24-year-old Specialist George Colley of Walker. Kester says while they had a few close calls, this time the entire company is coming home safe. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News. Duluth.
Running back Adrian Peterson faces an uncertain future with the Minnesota Vikings now that he's charged with injuring his young son in Texas. Peterson, of course, is the face of the franchise, probably its best player, and the taxpayers have kicked in nearly half of a new stadium for the Vikings, which is currently under construction. Authorities say Peterson went too far in disciplining his 4-year-old son by repeatedly hitting him with a wooden switch. The team deactivated Peterson for yesterday's game against the New England Patriots, which the Vikings lost 30-7. And it's not clear when or if the star player will be back on the field. Matt Sepik has more.
News of Adrian Peterson's indictment capped off a week of PR disasters for the NFL. On Tuesday, the Baltimore Ravens cut Ray Rice from the team, and the NFL suspended him indefinitely after TMZ released video from February of Rice punching his then-fiancée and knocking her unconscious. Then Saturday, Phil Grant, the district attorney in Montgomery County, Texas, announced the indictment of Vikings running back Adrian Peterson on a felony charge of injury to a child.
Obviously, parents are entitled to discipline their children as they see fit, except for when that discipline exceeds what the community would say is reasonable.
Peterson was booked into jail in Texas and released after posting $15,000 bond. In Minneapolis yesterday, there was no shortage of fans willing to share their opinions about the charges he's facing. While waiting for a Green Line train downtown, Jeremy and Sandra Gatsky, who drove from New Mexico to see the game, expressed regret about the allegations against Peterson and also that his career may be over.
I just think it's sad.
I think it ain't my job to judge, and it'll happen what'll happen. And if he's played his last game with us, then he's played his last game, but he's done us good.
With yesterday's weather perfect for football, there were hundreds of tailgaters outside TCF Bank Stadium, many sporting Vikings jerseys with Peterson's number 28. Fan Seth Kinzer says Peterson's alleged actions are unfortunate, but Kinzer warns against a rush to judgment, and he says he disagrees with the team's decision to deactivate the running back.
He should be able to go to work. It should be, like, innocent until proven guilty.
Michael Gilmore of Winnipeg, another tailgater, says he'll neither support nor condemn Peterson until the criminal case is resolved, but says the Vikings did the right thing by taking the player off the field.
Especially with what's been happening with Ray Rice and the Ravens throughout the NFL and through pro sports. You have to err on the side of caution, right? You have to protect your brand first. You have to protect your image.
Hannah Lasley also agrees with the team's decision to bench Peterson. Like many fans, Lasley says she's not worried about what the player's absence might mean for the team on the field this season.
You know, we have a lot of other good players, and our defense is really good, so I think we'll still be all right.
In a statement last week, Peterson's attorney, Rusty Harden, said the player never intended to harm his son and regrets the unintentional injury. Harden also said Peterson experienced the same kind of discipline while growing up in Texas. Becky Dale with Prevent Child Abuse Minnesota opposes corporal punishment and says she hopes the allegations against Peterson lead parents, no matter how they were raised, to rethink child discipline. Dale says the Vikings should use the situation as an opportunity to educate the public.
I would love to see them champion positive parenting, positive human relations, look at ways that they could model practicing peaceful interactions.
Unless the case is resolved sooner, authorities in Texas say it could be several months before Peterson faces trial. If he's found guilty of the charges, he faces a $10,000 fine and up to 2 years behind bars. Matt Sepik, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
And that's your Polycast for this Monday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.